Welcome to another Creator Campfire Chat. I'm Al Emmerich, director of the OneSpark Creator Academy. So we've held two successful workshops thus far, and there have been a couple of themes that have stood out to me. One, that there is really a true desire to connect and grow a community of shared knowledge and support around developing ideas and projects here in Jacksonville. And two, that planning is the key to helping achieve sustainable success, regardless of the project. With me to provide some insight on this is Kristen Keene, founder of Rethreaded and a 2013 successful creator herself. Welcome, Kristen, and tell us briefly, what is Rethreaded for those that may not be familiar?
Well, at Rethreaded, we're trying to break the cycle of the sex trade through business. So we give women jobs who've been affected by addiction, prostitution, human trafficking.
Wow, what a great cause. And what a great success story that came out of OneSpark 2013 for you. But I have to ask, you know, knowing what you know now, if you had to go back and rethread your steps for OneSpark 2013, what advice would you give with regards to strategy and planning to businesses that may be participating either at OneSpark or other types of marketing conferences and events?
As a small business, it's hard to kind of to know where you're going to go. And it's really tempting to try lots and lots and lots of different things instead of choosing a path and bringing focus and following that plan and following it strategically to get to your goals, because it's so easy to get distracted.
Share your view with the importance of follow-up so that businesses in any environment can get some tips from you.
I think the follow-up is the part that we tend not to think of, but that is what's going to create sustainability in your company. In some ways, it's just as important as getting the person in your door, getting the customer. Without the follow-up, you're not going to create the long-term relationships you need to have sustainability.
What were some of the steps you took to improve your follow-up?
We've started to improve our follow-up by just putting it in our plan. We have thank you cards now. We have all this stuff in place, so it's already part of our system. It's part of our culture.
There seems to be this real flow of pay it forward among entrepreneurs and creators and the community in Jacksonville. What have you experienced with that, and what do you think's happening here?
I think that was our biggest takeaway, that we couldn't believe how the community responded to Rethreaded. And there's energy towards making this happen in our city. So I think other people are experiencing that, and it's exciting to have something that unites us and that it moves from competition to cooperation, and we're able to support each other and together do some really cool stuff in our city.
Kristen Keene, founder of Rethreaded, thank you very much for joining us here today.
Thank you.
Music credits to Broke for Free and their song Luminous.